The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
John Nolan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Pat?
I'm very well. How are you, more important? You're in Tampa.
I am indeed, and I'm alive and well this morning, thank God.
Now, it's not for lack of warning for you to up sticks and get out of there. You got loads of warnings, but you decided to stay put.
I did indeed, yeah.
Why?
My house is here, my home is here, and my business is here also. And it's I feel a lot safer here than anywhere else than being on the road.
Okay, because the people were warned to get out of town. Tampa was likely to be it. If the hurricane had followed its original course, Tampa might be a lot worse off. But many people hit the highway. Why were you reluctant to do that?
Since Katrina, you know, years ago in New Orleans here, like a lot of people were stuck on the highway with just one tank of gas and no gas to get anywhere in any gas stations. So I'm happier to be at home with the things around me. I can survive here if I have to. And thank God it didn't work out that way. Everything is good this morning.
Yeah, but your missus fled.
She did. She took off. She's gone to higher ground to friends of mine, Irish friends as well. And they were in touch by phone, but she left me for it.
She probably thought you were mad to stay put. But anyway, tell us about, I know it's still probably dark and just brightening now. What are you seeing outside your door?
It is dark this morning, and we've no power, and it's a ghost town around here. No one's around by myself. And there's a lot of debris, especially trees. There's a lot of branches, big branches down. And thank God the water didn't get us this time. But it's dry, and it's like a new day today. So thank God for that.
Okay, so the hurricane has actually passed through Tampa, heading over towards the Atlantic, and then hopefully be gone.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it was a fast-moving storm. We had it for about 10, 12 hours last night, continuously, and now it's gone. Thank God.
How were you affected by Helene, or were you?
Yes, we were. Helene was a lot worse. We're in the A flood zone, and it's a mandatory evacuation for A. And the tide came in. We got the big storm surge, what you were talking about.
Yeah.
We got that with Helene, and we had 2 feet of water in the whole house and in the business here. We're on an island, Davis Island, here in Tampa.
Yeah, and what's it like trying to clean that up? Because anyone who's had any kind of a leak in the house or a flood from a river or a stream, it's manky.
Oh, it's absolutely like a war zone. Every house here has their whole contents out on the sidewalk, cleared it all out. It's all destroyed. You wouldn't believe that. It's like a war zone, exactly what it's like here now at the moment. And that's from Helene, let alone what this morning's going to bring.
Okay, but when you looked at the debris after Helene went through, you obviously had to replace stuff.
We did indeed, yeah. All our appliances were down and all that. You know, they're all low-lying, the motors and the refrigerators. So that blew all that and took out the power too, you know, with the water in the house. But we're alive and well. That's the main thing. We have our health. They're all material things. We can replace them.
Yeah. How about insurance? Is it difficult to get insurance when you're in Zone A?
It's not. We have to have flood insurance too where we live. And but you know the same thing with insurance. There's probably a 10,000 deductible before you even get anything out of them. So I don't have a lot of faith in that. You know.
Now it sounds like the construction of where you are is fairly solid. When you were batting down the hatches last night and probably opened up a can of beer or whatever and switched on the telly to keep a track on things, but then the power went off. Could you hear the storm outside?
Oh, 100%. It was like the northeasterly at home, blowing around and everything was hitting the house. You know, I have covers up protecting the windows so they don't smash through. You know, you have to have all that. But, you know, you could hear it whistling all night long. You couldn't even get a sleep with it.
Now, 2 hurricanes in a couple of weeks, people will think, God, I'm not going to Florida. What would you say to people who might be put off going to Florida?
I'd still say come. Don't come right now. Obviously, they need a couple of weeks to clean all this up and make it good again. But it's absolutely a beautiful place to come to, especially from October to May. That's when you want to come here. The summers are too hot, but it's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. And tell me about your emporium, your pub. What's it called?
She's called Molly Malone's.
Molly Malone's. Okay. What kind of clientele?
All mad mix. You know, we've plenty of Americans that come in here, Irish Americans, and a good lot of Irish as well that are over here. And they make it their home away from home, you know.
Yeah. Well, now, John, the one thing you have not to do today, guess what that is?
Go to work.
No, when your wife comes back, don't say I told you so.
Oh, Jeannie, no. That's a whole other day that one's going to be.
All right. Well, when do you expect to open again?
Oh, no, we have a good bit of damage in the pub. It's going to be a couple of weeks now. We're going to get up and get going again. Everybody's in the same boat, though, you know.
Yeah, well, we wish you well, John. Your decision, it may have appeared foolhardy, but you were vindicated by events. And thank you very much for joining us on the program today.
Yeah. No problem at all. Thanks a lot, Pat. And good luck to you.
And good luck to you, John.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.